Squire speaking. Introducing the Ace of Siggy program.
What is this Martin movie? And his what's the name of it?
Going Hollywood.
Going Hollywood. Oh, this was made in
1933? Yeah.
Remember me when shadows fall. My heart will call. Remember me.
And you know who's singing? Why, that's Martin Downey's nephew, Upside Downey.
Upside Downey.
Did you ever come home and wish that you had a fresh cigarette wrapped in cellophane? Did you? Well, why the heck don't you buy some?
That's a good show. They're all doing imitations of famous people.
I used to be a Westerner till Fleischman brought me east. And introducing Rockefeller's favorite song, My Dime is Your Dime. Your dime is my dime. There's no dime like a dime. And no one.
Who's he imitating?
It's the Independent Art Company, broadcasting from the location on a coast-to-coast hiccup. There you are, baby. You try it. They won't bite you.
Do your imitation of our big French star.
Who's the guy on the right?
Ned Ford.
No, that's somebody. The guy that was on the right side.
Yeah.
Ned Sparks.
When they met in the palace there, the roar such
a Crosby. No, the guy on the right.
Ned Sparks.
I thought it looked like Buster Keaton.
It kind of looks something like Buster Keaton. He's a grumpy fucker.
Who, Buster Keaton?
No, Ned Sparks.
Ned Sparks. I wonder if Bing Crosby's going to sing. Well, Bing Crosby wouldn't be in a movie. Yeah, you don't see tap dancing like that. Wow. I think I'll get up and dance like that.
Yeah, that woman over there, that woman on the left,
uh-huh.
Her name was Patsy Kelly. And there was a big rumor going around when I was a kid that she was a lesbian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a bad thing. Oh, look at them.
She acted kind of masculine. She probably was a lesbian.
I think there was probably a lot of...
A lot of lesbians, a lot of gay. And you didn't even know
but then it. Back in those days, that was a really bad thing. Turn it up.
Stop listening to you, Mr. Conroy. Ever since we started, you've been making me look like a quince. Well, a quince has turned. From now on, I'm the boss.
A quince?
You understand?
What's a
I'm
quince?
I'm going to keep this production from turning into a failure.
That guy looks just like Buster Keaton. That really freaks me
but
out.
But it was my mistake, and I'm paying for it. Now, don't open your mouth until I'm finished.
Yeah.
I'm giving the orders here. You're taking them.
Who's that guy? What's his name?
Bruce, this guy?
Yeah.
Stuart
Irwin. Look at that dress she's got on.
Quiet,
really something.
Well, it was
fun.
I'm going to try to keep it from turning into what you, Mr. Conroy,
somebody else.
Might turn.